This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest.
Welcome in 2022 to the Remembrance Day contest, Australia's biggest and most significant annual amateur radio competition. I'm Peter Ellis, VK1PE, formerly a naval officer, full-time, and still a reservist. With the RD contest, we consider the roles that amateurs played in World War II and honour those servicemen, and they were all men who were killed during the hostilities. However, they would want us to have fun, so for 24 hours, the amateur radio bands will be at their busiest for the whole year. Please be involved. The rules for the contest were published by the WIA and are at wia.org.au. There is no obligation to participate, but even with 30 minutes on air, your involvement will make a difference, particularly by submitting a log, and that's easy through the uploader of the contest website. If this is your first RD, go for it, and if you've done it many times before, enjoy the experience again. This contest is for us amateurs, just as it has been every year since the late 1940s. We conduct the RD contest for 24 hours on the weekend closest to the day called VP Day, Victory in the Pacific Day, the day formally ended the World War II hostilities. So each year in the RD contest, we spend a while recalling as best we can those distant times, remembering those amateurs and others who didn't make it back, but whose efforts helped to save our nations, Australia, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea. And from 0300 Zulu, we celebrate in a joyous way by competing together for up to 24 hours in a race to find the most on-air contacts. This year, we'll hear the reading of the names of amateur radio operators known to have been killed during World War II, and we'll hear from our guest speaker.
We pay tribute to these members of the Wireless Institute of Australia who paid the supreme sacrifice. Royal Australian Navy, J.E. Mann, VK3IE, A.H.G. Rippon, VK6GR. Australian Military Forces, C.D. Roberts, VK2JV, J.D. Morris, VK3DQ, J. McCandlish, VK3HN, S.W. Jones, VK3SF, D.A. Laws, VK4DR, J.G. Phillips, VK5BW, K.S. Anderson, VK6KS. Royal Australian Air Force, F.W.S. Eastern, VK2BQ, V.J.E. Jarvis, VK2VJ, W. Abbott, VK2YK, G.C. Curl, VK2AJB, T. Stevens, VK3GO, M.D. Orr, VK3OR, J.F. Colthrop, VK3PL, J.A. Burridge, VK3UW, J.E. Snadden, VK3VE, F.J. Starr, VK4FS, R. Allen, VK4PR, C.A. Ives, VK5AF, B. James, VK5BL, J.E. Goddard, VK6JG, P.P. Patterson, VK6PP. And Merchant Marine, N.E. Gunter, VK3NG, and R.P. Veal, VK3PV. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. And the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
Commodore Matt Dornbos, RAN, was born on the Gold Coast and joined the RAN in 1990. He has undertaken postings at sea, ashore and overseas, the highlights being commands at sea of the ships Geelong, Ballarat, Anzac, Toowoomba and Stewart, and overseas exchanges both at sea and ashore with the Royal Canadian Navy. He is a surface warfare officer as a specialist communications officer, later retitled Information Warfare Officer. Commodore Dornbos was awarded a Bachelor of Science Information Systems when he studied at the University of New South Wales, ADFA, a Master of Business Administration from the University of New England, Master of Maritime Logistics Management from the University of Tasmania, and a Master of International Relations from the Deakin University. He's a graduate of the Australian Defence Strategic Studies course and the Higher Command and Staff course in the United Kingdom. In December 2020, he was promoted to Commodore and in January 2021 commenced as Director General Naval Information Warfare, later retitled as the Naval Intelligence and Information Warfare Branch. Commodore Dornbos is married and has three boys, and he's currently president of the ADF Ice Hockey Association. Thank you for being a part of the Wireless Institute of Australia's Remembrance Day contest. Before we began this conversation, we were looking at the signboard where there were numerous people that we both know who have been your predecessors in this role, including the fellow who was my best man, Cole Cooper. It's a very small communications community, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. And I must say that there is an affinity. You can catch up with them after a while and left off the same conversation that you finished last time. So definitely.
Indeed. Well, I'm quite a few years before you through the college. My naval career is about to end, but I really do wish you well in yours.
No, thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity. And as I sort of chat to you before this, you know, my association with communications has been long and distinguished, and hopefully I can provide a little bit more to the community going forward. Over.
Well, Commodore Matt Dornbos, on behalf of the Wireless Institute of Australia and the amateur radio operators, thank you for agreeing to be our RD contest speaker.
Well, I have to admit some surprise at being asked to participate in the Wireless Institute of Australia's Remembrance Day contest. I am aware of that the amateur radio operators do, but as you have explained, the communications arts have been my professional life, especially radio frequency communications. I'm continuously reminded throughout history the role of wireless operators have had, whether they be the coast watchers or the SIGINTERs that supported General MacArthur through the Philippines. Be rest assured, high-frequency communications has a significant role to play. On a different note, our sailors, soldiers and airmen are still deployed, and we have had the extensive RIMPAC 22 exercise in Hawaii with the Navy, Army and Air Force participation. Yet since the last Remembrance Day contest, we can be thankful for that no Australian service personnel have been killed while serving on deployment. But this year, they've been in the front lines of assistance to the community in flooded areas such as Lismore and New South Wales. Also, the COVID pandemic has continued to need ADF assistance. Only a week or so ago, RIMPAC 22 exercises wrapped up with 27 nations participating in the vicinity of Hawaii and California. For the week around Remembrance Day contest, we will remember in 1942, the Battle of Guadalcanal, and specifically the naval battle of Savo Island and the loss of Australian cruiser HMAS Canberra. And our RAAF Hudson reconnaissance aircraft played a part. Plus, in 1945, as we all know, victory in the Pacific Day, the end of World War II. Radio amateurs of Australia, New Zealand and Papua New Guinea, on this weekend nearest the anniversary of VP Day, it is my great pleasure to formally declare the Remembrance Day contest for 2022 open.
Thank you to our speakers, and now it is time for the contest.